Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. Today, I want to talk about a success story. I often share things to avoid, things to not do, mistakes that others have made, and mistakes that I have lived through myself as well. But today, I want to shift that script a bit and talk about good things. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. Today is a very special episode because I'm celebrating launch of a new project. And the thing is that I have already talked about it here and there, how I haven't launched anything in a while. And I was taking a step back, but I was also getting ready. Like, I was feeling things out and I wanted to make sure that the next thing that I'm gonna launch is something that I'm truly, really passionate about. And so starting today, you will already have the access to my new AI prompt library for digital product creators. And in this episode, I want to not only talk about this library, but I also want to talk more about how it came to be and what really inspired me to make it happen. Because this is not the type of project that I worked on, you know, just out of thin air. It's really something that I have grown and created without fully knowing that it's going to be a product. But I have really worked on behind the scenes for several months now, and it's the type of offer, it's the type of content within the offer that I really work with daily. So it's truly tried and tested on a whole another level, and I'm just really excited to put it out there and make it available for you. So first things first, what is this AI prompt library all about, and how is it any different from any other prompts you may find online or even get yourself on platforms like ChatGPT? So honestly, these prompts and this whole library, this whole setup, there's more beyond the prompts as well, because I truly wanted to create a space that will inspire especially those who are a bit hesitant in using AI. I wanted to inspire you to take that leap of faith, to take that step and actually start getting amazing results. So within this prompt library, you have not only access to prompts that will help you to create your digital products, you will learn to strategize, to organize, to actually draft well-aligned material, but you can also learn from masterclasses that will help you to actually understand how to use different AI tools better. What are different AI tools? What are the things that you might actually need? Because honestly, you don't need everything, right? You don't need to run in all the possible directions, use all the possible tools, now learn a whole new landscape of different platforms out there. You have to prioritize what matters to you. You have to prioritize what makes the most sense to you. And within this space, I really want to help you with all of that. Now, currently we're just getting started, right? Having these prompts in there is the first step. We also have the base masterclass in there that gives you an overview on how to use these prompts and really why you should use them in the first place, like how they can help you in your creative journey and how to maybe get over some of those common misconceptions and common fears when it comes to AI. And along with everything that we already have in there, I'm also planning to add to this library every single month. That's why for now we have this as a monthly offer. It's $7 per month. It's only $7 per month to get full instant access to everything that is already in there. Or you can enroll for one-time price of only $49 and get unlimited access to everything that is about to come. This special offer is really limited time only. It's only for this launch period where I'm like still talking about it, still getting it out there. And later down the line, the offer will either change or maybe I will eliminate that one-time offer altogether. But for now, you do have that opportunity to invest one time and really just get the best out of it in the long term. Because let me tell you, there's so much yet to come. And I really want to bring you behind the scenes of how this specific product came to be. An important thing to note really in all of this is that I started out as an AI skeptic, okay? And maybe not even skeptic in terms of like not believing in it or not seeing the results, but skeptic in terms of not wanting to pursue it in my specific creative journey. I am always the kind of person who will go for authentic approach in every possible scenario. And yes, I will often spend more time doing something in a way that is my way versus doing something that is maybe automated, or maybe in this case, there is, you know, an AI tool doing some of these parts for you. So for me, I was definitely very, very hesitant, and I totally understand if you are hesitant starting to use AI in your creative journey as well. But again, that is kind of the core why I created this offer. Because the thing is that over the past, I would say a year, more or less, I have been actively not only using various AI tools in my own creation process, but I have also used it alongside with my clients. Plus, along with that, a lot of my clients these days are AI tool creators. So literally people who have built platforms and systems based on AI in many different shapes and forms. And the thing is that being in it like head deep, being in it in so many different ways myself, and seeing so much of those behind the scenes, and not only exploring and doing the things myself, but doing it all in real time alongside with other creatives doing the same things. That all of that really has helped me to figure out what makes AI tick, right? What makes it meaningful in your creative journey as a tool? Because this is probably the biggest thing and also the biggest fear when you think about creating products with AI. For many people, it automatically means that you go to AI, you just ask it to generate something for you, you take the material and roll with it. And I have talked about how this is not a good strategy whatsoever to create a meaningful and actually profitable product. When I talk about this AI prompt library and why I built it so these prompts help you to actually take what you have in your mind, what you have done with your experience, what you have created with your clients, what you have thought about building, and accelerate that process. Fast speed the process by using AI as a tool in your creative journey. These prompts are not there to pull information from thin air. I don't want you to create something generic. I don't want you to create something that everyone else could create as well. Instead, I want you to learn how to use the information you have, the experience you have, and bring it to life using AI as a tool to make it all happen faster. Instead of you sitting down now, opening Google Document and writing out, you know, all the course lessons and all the modules, all the content, all the draft material, you will go to AI, you will use the prompts that I have provided, and you will make it all happen in 5 times the speed, okay? That can happen so much faster. And by the way, for these specific prompts, I suggest and I have based them on Claude. And there definitely is a whole big discussion about the key differences between Claude and ChatGPT and so on. But my baseline for now is that Claude is better at creative stuff. It's better at specifically generating written content. So if we are thinking about creating digital products like online courses based on your experience, based on your ideas, Claude will provide better output. However, it's also important to note right away that Claude have more limitations. So if you right now go to Claude and start writing, you know, some prompts and start getting some results, it will very quickly get to the point where it will tell you to wait. It will tell you to wait usually 5 hours until you are resetting the limits that they have. And this is important to note because as you are on this platform, you want to be mindful about the prompts you are feeding it and the information you are receiving, right? You want to not just throw pasta on the wall and just write all kinds of different messages to it, but you really want to make sure that you are approaching it mindfully. And all of that being said, it's also important to note that if you are sitting down to create a product, it can be worthwhile to upgrade to the paid plan. I think it's like below $20 and you don't have to stay on it forever. But if you are, for example, you will have a week where you are in the creative mode or a month where you're like focusing on getting that product out there, it can just be worthwhile and it will lift those limitations. At least some of them, it will expand those limitations. You will not be paused as much as you could be. Now, another thing regarding Claude versus ChatGPT. So while all of these prompts are based on Claude, if for whatever reason you prefer ChatGPT, or maybe you're already a paid user there, then you can also use them on ChatGPT as well. Additionally, you can also just mix and match. You can actually see what responses work better for you and which of these tools actually provide what you feel more aligned with. So you can definitely mix and match. And for example, what I usually do, I use Claude for more creative work and I use ChatGPT for more basic tasks. Like if there's something I need for it, let's say I have like a list of things I wanted to organize or something, I can do that on ChatGPT faster, more easily. While on Claude, I will again do more of those thinking tasks where I am requesting it to organize, maybe to, for example, create some base material, draft some content, create some structures or frameworks, because it will take more time to like actually think through it and provide more thoughtful response compared to ChatGPT. So there isn't really one way to go, but for me in this specific product, that is what I have focused on. And that is where all of these prompts have been tried and tested. So this specific prompt library really is the perfect fit for you if you, first of all, are ready to explore different AI tools. Like you actually want to learn what you could do with them. And maybe you already have some experience, you have tried and tested some things, but nothing really worked the way you expected it to. These prompts will help you to get better results. If you are about to create digital products, you want to start creating free masterclasses, maybe there are, you know, some workbooks you want to generate, maybe there's a course, a program, group program, membership, or anything else that you want to create, either you're building upon what you already have or you're starting from zero, then this prompt library really is built for you. The prompts within this library will help you to strategize and actually decide which direction to go. It will help you to organize the ideas and materials you may already have. It will help you to actually write and prepare the base content. Additionally, it will also help you to audit whatever you may already have or whatever you have just created, as well as sell. Yes, there are also some marketing prompts included that will help you to actually generate content to sell your offers. And one of my personal favorite things about this, and believe me, I have seen so many prompts over time, and what I personally like the most and what is something that I want to upkeep over time as well, I want to make sure that these prompts, it's not about the amount of prompts you can get in there, but it's more about how strategically you can use them. I want to make sure that the prompts you are receiving within this library are really focused, they're meaningful, they provide good results versus just prompts for the sake of adding yet another prompt. I don't want you to go in there and be like drawing in like 100 different prompts to use. I want you to have clear, specific step-by-step guidance. This is what you're gonna use in this case. This is what you're gonna use in this case. And this is how you can actually improve the results you are receiving. I don't want you to go in there, see that there are like 100 prompts and just leave, right? So I'm trying to organize everything in a very strategic and meaningful step-by-step way. It doesn't mean that you have to use all the prompts. It doesn't mean that you will want to use AI for every step along the way, but it will definitely help you to recognize what is the best use specifically for you in this stage of your business. And just get started with that. Additionally, as I mentioned, there's also gonna be several masterclasses and just additional tips and tricks and guides that will come in along the way. Currently, we already have the first masterclass in there, which just gives you an idea on exactly how to use these prompts in your creative journey. And if you do have any questions about whether or not this prompt library will be for you, if it's going to be a good fit, well, first of all, I will literally just give it a try. It's no commitment, $7 per month, you know, literally just check it out and see if it's something you will want to use. But if you do have more questions before you join, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. And now that this prompt library is out there, I'm really excited to talk a bit more about using AI in your business in general, not only in creating digital products, but in general, exploring different tools and platforms that are AI driven, there's definitely a lot. And I have to say that for me, there was the learning curve as well. And the learning curve wasn't maybe as much about the technical side of things as it was about like just really overcoming my own inner thoughts on AI and what I disliked about it. But now that I have learned to use it in a way that is well aligned with what I need, and I actually keep getting the results that speak to me and feel well aligned, it really just helps me to see the whole thing in a different light. And over the past few months, I would say the past year more or less, I have also worked, as I mentioned, with so many different clients who have used many of these prompts in their creative journey, and it has just helped them to speed things up so much. I have been a digital product creator specifically focusing on courses for more than a decade now, and I can tell you that there are just so many parts of this task that can be so time consuming, right? Sometimes it's just a matter of like going through long materials or organizing your thoughts and then reorganizing and then trying to understand that best learning path, the user experience to create. It can be time consuming, and there are some parts that can be done manually and should be done manually, but at the same time, AI can just accelerate the journey for you, make it all faster, give you an idea to work with, and from there on you can improve and revamp. And I will definitely talk a bit more in another episode about these misconceptions of having just generic content and having like copy-paste content like everybody else, which is not really true, and I want to help you to get the best content out of AI you could. There are many different ways, and ultimately it always depends on the prompts, on the prompts you use, and how you work with the material that you are receiving, because it will rarely be just one and done kind of a thing, right? You have to learn to speak with these tools to get the best results. And that is definitely something I want to talk more about in the following episodes as well. Now that will be it from me for this time. I hope I inspired you to take a look at this prompt library. I will have it linked in the description, and I hope to see you in the next episode.